Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
1 o'clock hour, Cody and Gold hanging out on a Tuesday afternoon. Earlier today, we had our guy, Vinny Pasquantino, our VFL insider, join us. If you missed that conversation, he was great as always. He was really, really good today, talking NFL, talking about his offseason a little bit. We got to know some things we actually have never talked about before with Vinny. That's coming up around 135, 140 or so right here on Cody and Gold.
Including a social media clip of his in which he made a three-pointer and whether or not the power of editing had anything to do with... whether or not that was made on the first, second, fourth, 10th, 15th attempt.
That's right. You
know, he'll give us a clear answer because Vinny's a truth teller. We know that.
So that's coming up in just a bit. Don't forget, this Friday, we're going to be up at Barry Woods Crossing. We'll be at Rally House. Looking forward to that. Right. It is that time of the year, guys. It's playoff time here in Kansas City. That means it's time for you to get out to your local Rally House. Gear up to go back to back to back in the kingdom. Rally House is rushing in new gear for the playoffs, including official Chiefs postseason gear and the latest styles to cheer on your team. Shop 16 KC Metro locations and online at rallyhouse.com. So if you're up north, hope to see you guys. We always talk about going to different parts of the city. Some of you say,
last few have been out kind of on the Kansas side. So yeah, one in the Northland, on the Missouri side.
How come you don't ever come out to this area? Well, here we go. We're up north, different part of town, and we'll have some gift cards to give away. More details on that Friday. Hope to see you guys there.
Also, more T-shirt giveaways on Friday. So busy.
Yeah, that'll
Friday.
Be at the that'll be at the station. Some of that on Friday, but yes, we do have that on the way. Thanks to our friends in that case over at DM Injury Law.
Can't wait. Obviously, we'll see you out at Rally House on Friday as we get ready for an actual playoff game. As we'd mentioned, it's been almost a month since a game in Kansas City actually held any water versus last night for the Rams and Vikings, a game that mattered for both of them. They were both playing in games that mattered at the end of the regular season because the Vikings had to decide whether or not they were going to have to play in the wild card round or be the number one overall seed. And they were one game away from being the number one overall seed. And instead, they got their ass kicked last night by the Rams. And so for a minute, the Rams part is easy. Matt Stafford is a top five quarterback most of the time. They have an unbelievable amount of offensive talent between Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Kyren Williams, et al., including the play calling of Matt Stafford. You and I have been doing this show for 5 years. I've been covering, I feel like, sports in this city for 10. I have never seen a player lose money so fast in this short amount of time. It must be like the feeling as if like you were watching your bank account and someone was actively hacking it, like you're Dusty, and they were just like slowly emptying your account.
That did happen.
What? Come on. He talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
I didn't empty his bank.
It did happen.
I didn't empty his Venmo.
Were you behind this?
No. I didn't have anything to do with it. Just watching your bank account, like you got your money in it, and then people are just actively taking it out of your account because he might have lost between $50 and $100 million in the last 14 days. I don't know if it's that much, man, but it's a lot.
Well, I think he earned himself a 3-year, $90 to $100 million contract before, and I think he may have given up, or given back, in this case, 80 to 90% of it. And I think you say, that's crazy. Big games are how people judge you, and fair or not.
Especially when you're afraid your quarterback, and you've already got some stink of a previous
for
run on
sure.
You.
Yeah, you're not a rookie. It's not like if he was a rookie and had a great regular season and laid an egg, that's a whole different conversation.
Herbert's not going to not get paid because he laid an egg in the playoffs.
This is a guy that was once a top pick, failed, Went to Carolina for a little bit. Didn't do well there. He finds himself with Kevin O'Connell. They look great. You know, he's putting up numbers that put him somewhat on the fringe conversation to maybe
outside
be an
looking in, but
MVP.
Not crazy.
And then in the two biggest games of his career, he stunk. And yeah, he got sacked 9 times. It was all 9 sacks on Sam Darnold. No, but we all watched. He looked like the Jets quarterback, as in he was hesitant to throw. He just was very flustered. And that's why the decision for the Vikings on what to do, the whole debate everybody was having, I feel like 2-3 weeks ago about, all right, so what do you do with Sam Darnold? Do you tag him? Do you give him a new deal? Do you trade McCarthy? This is easy now.
Just go to JJ
McCarthy. JJ McCarthy, who you drafted, is starting next year for you. Thank you very much, Sam Darnold. Vikings fans should appreciate you for the regular season and what you did. You won 14 games in a year they all thought was lost already, and you found a way to give them a lot of unbelievable moments and wins, but it's time. And somebody else is going to take a flyer on you. I don't think he's like now for sure a backup next year.
He'll be starting for a team.
Bad team. But yeah.
I think the Titans.
He had a chance to start for a decent team. He's going to be starting for a bad team now.
Like, he had a chance to start for the Vikings, I think, is probably the case. And he didn't run into that. Look, for Kevin O'Connell's case, I think Kevin O'Connell has proven, and this is why you go to J.J. McCarthy too, he's got a little bit of the Kyle Shanahan part, to which, I mean, there is a floor of quarterback play that exists in a Kyle Shanahan offense. Brian, it doesn't matter if it's Brock Purdy, Jimmy G. Like, I've seen the stats side by side. There is a floor for what a quarterback in a Kyle Shanahan offense will do. And I'm honestly starting to think that that's the case for Kevin O'Connell. That there is a floor of quarterback play you will get, and that floor can be had with J.J. McCarthy just the same as it can be had with Sam Darnold. Pay the rookie. You save tens of millions of dollars. He will have Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and whatever else you want to add in free agency that isn't $40 million a year or $30 million a year. And I think it might be like 25 or 30 now for Sam Darnold versus 40 or 45. And I think it might be 1 to 2 years, not 4. Like I thought it could have been with another team based on this. I feel bad for him, genuinely. Because the problem is like it seemed like he had finally gotten comfortable to the point in the NFL that his talent, which he obviously always had, was going to get him through. But boy, his head split in two the second I think he had the yips. I think it doesn't look the same at quarterback, but it's the same as like Knobloch when he can't throw to first. He took some sacks last night on plays he had no business holding onto the football. Like, his arm wouldn't propel forward. I don't know what it is.
He's also, we just got done a day or so ago talking about playoff performances, and C.J. Stroud and Jane Daniels put themselves in the category that they're big game players, right? They can make those big-time throws and big-time moments. Jane Daniels did it. He's done it all year, but he did it in the biggest game on the road at Tampa. C.J. Stroud did it a year ago, and he just did it against the Chargers. Hopefully he doesn't do it this weekend against the Chiefs. Justin Herbert, obviously not a big time player. Sam Darnold, not a big time player.
Yeah.
That's just where we're at. That's what separates some of the really special quarterbacks in the league from the guys that are average or below average. And Sam Darnold's case, I think he's a very average quarterback that Kevin O'Connell, I believe, gave him an opportunity. Everything peaked, right? Like, he maxed out, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for. What? He maxed out everything he could from Sam Darnold for the first 16 weeks of the season.
It seems like, Cody, you said you feel bad. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy feels bad for him. Last night, I don't know if you guys saw his tweet.
No.
He tweeted out amor fati, which is a Latin
French?
A Latin phrase that means love of one's fate.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? What is he? What is he, Brutus?
This is
he just tweeting out like cryptic French words all of a sudden?
But I mean, if you look into it, this is after the game is done because it's 10:55. This is after right after the game.
Amor fati.
Love of one's fate.
I mean, he's going to be starting next year.
As in Sam Darnold is not going to be the quarterback next year.
J.J. McCarthy's.
That sounds like something. That sounds like something somebody says right before they like stab someone back in a Shakespeare play. Amor fati. He just knifes him in the...
I mean, I think he's stabbing Sam Darnold in the back a little bit here.
That's all it
sounds
like.
Sam Darnold did this to himself. You know, let's be real.
No, he did. On the flip side in the NFL, the most interesting thing, because Sam Darnold's going to be looking for a job, so we'll be following where starting quarterbacks end up. Who ends up coaching the Cowboys is fascinating. And the fact that I didn't even think this rumor would get to this point surprises me. Apparently, Jerry Jones has already contacted Deion Sanders about the Cowboys job, and Deion Sanders is already interested. Sure, when that job came open, we all made the ha-ha jokey-jokey about Deion Sanders. I didn't think it was a real possibility. And look, I'd still put it at a low probability.
Yes.
But the fact that Jerry Jones called and Deion Sanders answered and has now made public comments about it, that did not say he would not take the job, but that he just loves Buffalo and the community.
Or Boulder. Yeah.
And the community certainly imply that that's on the docket. This would be my favorite thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. I obviously hope that happens. I'm a person who is in a job in which our job is to entertain you. My job is significantly easier in entertaining you if Deion Sanders is the head coach of the Cowboys.
No question. I hope it happens for that very reason. I mean, can you imagine just what this would be like for a couple years? All the storylines that we get automatically with Deion being the head coach of the Cowboys. Not only is there this you know, I think almost fight of who gets more attention and more credit between Jerry and Deion. That's why ultimately I don't think they're going to match up here and become head coach with owner. But also then what happens around the draft? What does it mean for the future of Dak Prescott? If does Deion want to draft his son? Can they draft his son? They're picking 12th. Like, there's so many other things that exist the moment he's hired.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention it's just, hey, fascinating to see if it works. The same way everybody wanted to know would it work at Colorado. We get to do that all over again. At the NFL level, I think there's some truth that Deion knows how to handle Jerry Jones and no, he wouldn't be surprised in what he's dealing with. I just don't think it would work because Jerry Jones, as we said earlier, wants all the credit and he wants to be the center of attention. It's very evident. Well, I think Deion also wants to have that. And so how does that work together? I think they're both.
Can two people be the center of attention?
No, I think they're actually both using each other right now. Jerry's using Deion because here we are, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry loves it. That's ultimately all he cares about, right?
Yeah.
And Deion is using the Cowboys because he wants a new extension in Colorado. Here was the quote from Deion. Here's why I think it's all about playing both sides a little bit financially. Sure. This was to Adam Schefter last night from Deion Sanders. Quote, "To hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful and it's intriguing. I love Jerry and believe in Jerry. After you hang up and process it and think about it, it's intriguing. But I love Boulder and everything there is about our team, the coaches, our student body in the community." You notice there was not another sentence after that said, "Therefore, I am staying in Boulder, Colorado," or whatever. It was not. He didn't say no. That's not, that statement I read was not a no.
Yeah.
It's intriguing. I love Colorado. It wasn't a, so I'm not going to Dallas. No, he's even his options open. He's going to make a bunch more money off of this, and Jerry's going to get everybody talking about his team. So they both win. I would say it's a 10% chance Deion Sanders is the head coach of the Cowboys. And if he is,
I'll love it
like you if that happens.
But it's not zero.
I'm really with matters. I'm with you. You and I are in lockstep. I think all of us would love that to be the case.
Also, I mean, if it's a money thing, you make more money. You can make more money in college than coaching in the NFL. There's college coaches who make $9-10 million.
Depending on what level you're at.
But Jerry Jones don't care about the money. He'll pay the Colorado buyout.
But no, see, that's okay. I'm glad you brought that's the other aspect of this. Some of the people that are, cover the Cowboys on a regular basis that are way more knowledgeable about like how Jerry operates than we are. RJ Choppy was on with CDOT yesterday.
Sure.
And he said, and he acknowledged it. And I saw a few other Cowboys reporters on their social media. They said the last thing Jerry Jones will ever do is they claim is pay a buyout. Like, he's not paying two coaches at once. It's the reason why he was trying to get by cheap with Mike McCarthy by giving him a short term deal. So that's, I'm with him. Like, oh, I would think Jerry Jones, $10 million shouldn't be a big deal, but it might be a big deal.
Is it $10 million for Deion?
$8 or $10 million, yeah.
That's what it is for Bill. I don't know if that's what it was for Deion.
For a college coach, by the way, that's not a bad buyout at all.
Let's see. Let me get the exact number. Deion Sanders.
I just think in the large scheme of things,
Jimbo Fisher's buyout was $90 million.
Let's just say you're going to give him a 4-year deal. It's just like paying Deion $2 extra million a year. I'm sorry, it's not a big deal. Like, if you think he's your guy,
it's $8 million.
How much is he getting paid salary? That I'd be curious because if you
he wants a new deal.
Because I looked,
I just think
up.
It's leverage play.
I looked up the NFL coaching salary.
Usually, is in college.
Like, I don't know. The highest paid coach is Andy Reid, right, or around there. Or
he is now, I think,
with what, $10-ish million or $12 million, something like that, a year.
Oh no, Andy makes more than $10 or $12 million. The rumor is,
or is it 20?
The rumor is might be 20 to 22. We don't know the official figure, but yeah.
If you go through like, if you go after like the top five, you're getting into like $5-7 million. Like Deion could get, if he got, there are SEC coaches that get paid $10 million per year. Like, you're,
but that's what he's leveraging, money, don't you
correct,
think?
Correct.
I mean, that's what's happening here.
If it's a money thing, if he just wants to get paid more, I don't know if he, because Deion's on the record multiple times saying, "I have no desire to coach in the NFL." Of course, things can change, but he. based on this, didn't come out and say, I want to be the Cowboys coach. It's interesting. Of course it's interesting. If you and I were offered to go coach the Cowboys, sure, that's a very interesting proposition, but that doesn't mean I want to do it, you know?
I just, like, the Pandora's box of stuff that opens, which is, then everyone asks the question, can Dallas get high enough to draft Shadur? Can they go from 12 to 2 or 3? Or can they tell the rest of the league?
I think
hey,
they would do that.
Can't take Shadur. Give it a deck. He has, if they trade him, Drew, the minimum amount of dead cap it could be, and that's minimum, it could be this offseason is $80 million in dead cap.
Which is why I don't know why the Cowboys are interested in Deion, because I think Deion is dead serious.
Dak also has to waive his no trade clause.
I think Deion would is dead serious.
I mean, in
serious.
That case, I guess he would. But
he would, yeah.
I think Deion's dead serious in the fact when he said, if I go to the NFL, I'm coaching Shiloh and I'm coaching Shadur. I think if he were to leave, he's dead set on that being a thing.
I agree.
And I don't know if the Cowboys should
want
to,
get
to do
both?
That.
That's why, well, Shiloh he could probably
Shiloh
get easily.
He can get in the fifth or sixth round probably. You know,
but Shadur, like, I mean, if it ever came to be that Deion became the head coach of the Cowboys, part of the agreement, I'm sure, would be like, oh, by the way, for me to coach here, I also need you to let me trade Dak Prescott. Like, and ensure me that we're going to do everything possible, trade assets to go acquire the pick that's necessary for Shadur. I'm with you that you can tell some teams you can pull an Eli Manning. You can do that. We saw it with Elway as well way back in the day in Baltimore versus Denver, Baltimore Colts. But, like, I don't think you can do that for 11 picks. Like, you can't tell teams, you can maybe do a trade, but you can't tell 11 teams not to draft your son. I don't think the NFL operates that way.
Sean, the conversation, the money kind of conversation. Yeah. Somebody texted in, Sark makes $10.6 million. He'd be the 10th highest paid coach in the NFL with that salary.
Somebody did just ask, said, biggest transfer portal class of all time exiting?
They might not be able to play next year. they might not be able to have a team.
I'll tell you, that would be bleak.
Yeah.
I mean, because Deion lives off the portal. There's no guys that he genuinely recruited there. Outside of maybe 15 to 20 guys.
All these other schools that suddenly would also... The trickle-out effect's nuts with there, because you'd have some top schools take that talent, then they would also suddenly have to... Their rosters would be full. Like, you'd have to then move some players, like, kick some players out.
Where you're like,
and the portal's not even
open
for anybody.
We're not telling you. You're spawning.
You're not going to play here.
I'll be honest. Yeah. Bill Self was the king of that for the longest time, because basketball rosters are limited, which is the, like... He never... Like, the player decides to transfer, but it's because... Bill pretty much told him, you ain't got a spot here. So, unless your ass wants to just sit on the bench and do absolutely nothing, it's time to probably go.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Bill Self has had...
He was just the king of it for a while.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's one player, like Merv Lindsey is a random KU player.
Merv Lindsey?
A random KU player that I can think of as like, yeah, he was there for 1 year, I think, and it was like, okay, yeah, okay.
Bill Self's got Louie.
I can't figure out what to think of Kansas basketball this year.
No, they play tomorrow night. Tonight is
their transfers
an opportunity for Missouri.
Is what it is.
That's exactly your guy. Hey. Your guy, AJ Storr, has been a disappointment.
Yeah, you talked about how good he was.
Imagine you.
So good.
He averaged 20 a game or whatever, Wisconsin. I mean, look.
That's when no one else left to score the ball.
Okay.
The only thing they
Wisconsin's okay.
The saving grace right now for them, and you got to hope that obviously the offense comes around, would just be defensively the last two games in the second half. They've been as good as anybody in the country. Giving up like 12 or 16 points in the second half. They've been great. For tonight, though, I think Missouri's got a really interesting opportunity to, change how we'll talk about them the rest of the season. They already beat Kansas. Duh, we know that.
They don't have to win tonight, right? Just
but how
put them a fight.
Yeah, how competitive can they be on the road in Gainesville against, what is it, number 5 Florida, number 6 like Florida, something like that? Yeah, that's a huge opportunity for them. And then K-State has Texas Tech or something tonight. Yeah, K-State has Texas Tech. KU's got Iowa State tomorrow.
Florida just beat Tennessee by 30, wasn't it?
Mess right now, though, man.
Florida's the fifth-ranked team in the country. They're currently 15-1 in what is a resurgent year for the SEC.
Everybody's good there.
In like 8 of the last 10 years, I would tell you that the Big 12 had the best basketball conference. This is not one of them. It's the SEC.
Oh, for sure.
8 of the last 10 years, I'd probably tell you the Big 12 had the best basketball conference from a talent perspective. This year, it is absolutely, and Big 12's not hurting. They got two teams in the top 10, too. Or three teams in the top 10, too, or whatever.
The worst team in the SEC is South Carolina. They're 10-6. They're dead last in the SEC right now.
It's loaded.
Yeah, the SEC right now has teams ranked.
You know, what's crazy?
1, 4, 8, 5, 6, 23, 15, 21, 11.
Yeah. Like, well, we're going to talk, I think, depending on how
the
things go tonight for both Missouri and K-State, and later in the week, it doesn't feel like it because it's playoff time, but like K-State and KU play on Saturday in Lawrence in the middle of the afternoon, right before the KU game.
Right before the Chiefs game. They'll be playing during the KU game unless something else changes.
Right before the Chiefs game. And you mentioned the SEC and how great it is. That includes Arkansas, of course, who has John Calipari. There was a point for like 24, 48 hours where people were worried Jerome Tang was going to take the Arkansas job. So they give Jerome Tang an extension, and now people don't want him there, and the buyout's too big. Meanwhile, Cal went there, and he's 12-2, 14-2, or something like that. It's just wild thing. Like, his agent played the game very well. I'm talking about Tang's agent, by the way. Like, holy cow.
Buyer's remorse sometimes exists when you're like, oops. Because now there's no out. You just got to keep seeing things through, and there's still plenty of hope, at least on that end. Cal can just win anywhere, man. If you can recruit, you can play.
He's the ultimate salesman.
That was one of the more surprising job changes I've ever seen. I've never seen a coach voluntarily leave a place like Kentucky for basketball.
He didn't leave Kentucky for it's not like Roy Williams who left Kansas for North Carolina.
Yeah, that's different.
But yeah. But Arkansas, in today's day and age in college basketball, when you're with especially a power conference, like you can win. I mean, Eric Musselman did a really nice job at Arkansas, too. Like, Arkansas, weren't they in an Elite Eight with Musselman?
Yeah, yes.
They obviously, way back when they've been.
He was taking his shirt off and everything.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I forgot about that. Musselman's over at USC now, right? So interesting how that's the whole like coaching carousel was bizarre in college basketball last year. Cal goes from Kentucky to Arkansas. Musselman goes from Arkansas to USC. Who's in the Big Ten now? I mean, just the whole thing's bizarre.
Yeah.
College sports are in a weird state right now because it's all just like the Wild West and nobody knows what's happening or where these conferences are going and for how long BYU's they'll last.
BYU's getting the number one recruit in the country over Kansas.
And a million other things.
And Duke.
Yeah. It creates a bit of a question mark across the entire sport. But I am interested to see whether or not very interested to see whether or not Missouri can hang, because they beat the top 10 team in the country. They beat Kansas earlier this year, and Kansas ranked 9th or 8th or whatever in the country right now. So, I mean, there's certainly chances to do it, but it's just a matter of, you know, can you prove it more than once? You can win any game, especially a rivalry game, if you're a good enough team. But the SEC is going to be a battle.
The Roos play this weekend?
They play... I'm trying to remember. I think they play tonight, actually.
It's college basketball. Everybody plays on the weekend. I don't know who they're playing, though.
I think they play tonight and then again on the weekend, if I remember correctly. We're narrowing in on our date. They actually play tomorrow.
We think we have found the date to do our Cody and Gold meetup at a Ruse game.
Uh-huh.
It's right now, we'll get the exact date eventually, but first, second week of February on a Saturday around 5 or 6 o'clock is
smart,
what we're looking
at. You want a primer for the Super Bowl mm-hmm. is watching UMKC basketball.
Right.
Get a little taste of high-level competition.
I mean, if you're really paying attention, I think there might be a giveaway that day of the game we're picking. So I think we're probably next week we'll mention the day and if we have any separate ticket package. If not, we'll just tell you where we're sitting and hope to see you guys out and we'll have some fun watching the Roos. It'd be nice if they keep winning, too.
It would be nice.
All right, up next, let's get to what's trending. And then earlier today, our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, joined us. A great conversation with him about the postseason and also how his offseason has been going.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Earlier today, we heard from Andy Reid right here on 96.5 The Fan. He mentioned that all active 53 men on the roster will practice today, so good sign. That includes guys like Jalen Watson, who have been injured, coming back from IR and everything like that. He also was asked specifically about Jalen Watson, made it seem like he's going to play Saturday, although admitted that you wouldn't be, you know, playing 100% of the snaps, so we'll see what that looks like. He was also asked about the left tackle position and, as expected, said we'll kind of see how it goes as the week goes to find out if it's DJ Humphries or Joe Tooney at left tackle.
Next up on Watch Training, the playoff bracket is officially set after the Rams beat up on the Vikings last night. Kansas City versus Houston in the Saturday game. Buffalo and Baltimore, the other AFC matchup. Then Detroit will take on Washington at home, and the Rams will take on Philadelphia. Right now, the smallest of those lines is Buffalo-Baltimore at 1 point. The biggest of those lines is actually Detroit at Washington at a little over 8.5.
Lastly, how about local college basketball? We alluded to this in the last segment. Texas Tech is at K-State tonight. Missouri, by the way, that game you can hear here on 96.5 The Fan. And then Missouri at number 5 Florida. That is what's trending. Earlier today, our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, joined us for his regular visit. We got into a little bit on the college football, or excuse me, the college coaching carousel, yeah. Who could go from college. But also, we learned a few things I guess we've never talked to Vinny about. Take a listen about his off-season prep.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Pasquantino, I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our Vin FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Yes, welcome back to Vinny Pasquantino. Good to have him on the show yet again. Before we get into some football, we saw you guys were all sharing on social media, your teammates, about a month away from spring training. So we just want to get it out of the way right away. Are you going to be in the best shape of your life here in about a month?
Yeah, I guess so. Best shape of my life.
Honestly, Alex and I were both noticing, maybe it was because you were wearing all black. Thought you were looking pretty svelte.
I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot. I like how my off season has gone, despite what that Jack kid has said. I feel really good heading into this season.
All right. So there was also, we meant to ask you a few weeks ago, there was also a video you were at a gym. I don't know if it was just a random high school gym or something. And you're like, you said, I still got it. And you made like a 3-point shot. Now, just be honest. Was that the first shot right there? Or did you have to do that a few times?
That was take number 2.
I'm
not a liar, guys.
I appreciate
I'm going to tell
it.
You the truth.
Yeah.
That was take number 2. Take number 1 was a brick. That video has since been deleted. And take number two is the only one that exists. So
what did it catch some rim? Like how bad did it miss?
Oh yeah. No, not an air ball or anything. Just straight up miss. It wasn't a terrible miss, just didn't go in.
Can you still dunk?
Still dunk is a hilarious question.
Well, I assumed at some point, you're pretty tall, I assumed at some point you could dunk.
I have no idea. Because the gym, that basketball gym that I was at, that's my dad's high school that he coaches and teaches at.
Oh, nice.
So the only time I have access to it is when he's with me. And if I even try to dunk, he starts screaming at me. So he's not a big fan of me trying to like jump real high and then land. I don't know if you guys knew this. I have a little bit of an injury history since getting to the big leagues.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can to not get hurt.
Okay.
Not scared of getting hurt, but trying to just be healthy going into the season, you know? So I'm not allowed to dunk or try to dunk when I'm around my dad.
What does your dad teach?
What does he teach? He teaches IT, I think. This is his first year teaching. He teaches IT.
Okay.
And he coaches the baseball team. It was kind of, he was just going to coach the team. And then a new principal came in and was like, yeah, we're going to need you to teach. Cause I want all three of my football coach, basketball coach, and baseball coach in the building, all day. So he then had to start teaching and they needed an IT teacher and that's his background. So that's
neat.
What he's doing.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. Now, you mentioned that, you try to stay healthy and your dad doesn't want you jumping or whatever. It's why last week when we had the snowstorm here, a couple Chiefs players were on social media saying, hey, I got to shovel my driveway. And a lot of fans were like, oh, no, we don't need you shoveling your own driveway. And a few fans volunteered to shovel. So I guess we'll ask you, Nashville gets snow occasionally too, right? So do you shovel your driveway? Or I think for Royals fans' sake, they would like you to hire somebody.
Well, it did snow on Friday here. It snowed so much that I couldn't go into our facility because my wife thinks that I've never driven in the snow before because I'm from Virginia and she's from Ohio. So anywhere south of Ohio, she thinks just nobody knows how to drive. Even though I do, I play baseball, so I do own a truck. But no, I didn't shovel. I didn't go anywhere. So I was at my house all weekend. Didn't go anywhere. So Monday, yesterday was the first day I left the house. So there was no need to shovel because it's all gone now.
Great. Sounds like that you were doing exactly what Royals fans want, you know? It's just like dunking.
Yeah, exactly.
No shoveling either, you know? Whatever it takes.
That's right.
Let's talk about some of the NFL stuff. We know that Mike Vrabel was one of the targets for the New England, or for the New York Jets, and also for the New England Patriots. Now that Vrabel's off the list, who is your top choice for the Jets?
Probably Aaron Glenn from Detroit, because he's got Jets history. He was he played for the Jets for a while. I think he was drafted by the Jets. I know he played for the Saints too. I think he was drafted by the Jets. So I think him, he seems like he's a pretty good leader, defensive-minded guy. Maybe Brian Flores, he's done it before. I don't know. I think they're going to hire a GM first and then move on to the coach. I don't really know what they're going to do. I don't have a good idea yet of what they're going to do. So my people aren't as quick to getting back to me as they used to be. So maybe I was the leak of getting all that stuff out.
Maybe you guys should
maybe
go.
Maybe it was me.
Maybe you should guys go to Dion. You know, like the Cowboys.
No, no, thank you. And I think he's great, but I'd like a guy who's like coached in the NFL before. Maybe not necessarily head coached in the NFL, but somebody who has coached in the NFL. I think what he's done in Colorado has been awesome. Like, I'm not saying I don't like Dion, but the Jets are not really in a spot to be taking that big of chances right now.
We're talking to our VNFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino, here on 96.5 The Fan. Yeah, we were just discussing Dion and the Cowboys rumors. I still think it's one of those where both Jerry Jones and Dion are kind of playing the game here a little bit. Jerry loves being the center of attention, and Dion, deservedly so, probably wants an extension there at Colorado.
Yeah, I also like can't figure out the Dion stuff. Like, this is my own personal opinion, right? Like, it doesn't mean it's right or whatever, but it seems like him and Shador are like tied together. I don't understand that. Like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, Dion coaches in the NFL and whatever team that is finds a way to get Shador. If Shador is bad and they move on from him, do they also move on from Dion, even if he's pretty good? Like, it's a little bit weird, right? That he's like, Shador has never played for anybody but his dad.
Kind of crazy. I mean, you just said your dad coach, but I mean, I can't imagine if you're just like, I won't play for any major league team but my dad.
Legitimately, when I was 13 years old, and this was his opinion. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't mean it's right. It's just an opinion. But like, when I was 13, I stopped playing for my dad because he didn't want me to be like the guy who played for his dad. Like, he wanted me to like go play for somebody else so then I could like learn different styles of coaching. And, you know, when lineups are made, people know that I'm not hitting where I am or whatever because my dad's the coach. Again, that's just one
makes sense.
Way of thinking. But I've always kind of thought about that with that whole situation. Like, it's at least a little weird in my mind. I don't know. Maybe it's not. It's just, you know.
In your dad's defense, you are now a professional Major League Baseball player, so you probably should have been hitting third for the team.
I actually hit last up until I was like 15.
What?
They used to shift me the other way. Like, I couldn't pull a ball. Like, teams would shift me there. I wasn't very good until I like got to high school. And even like, I played JV as a freshman. Like, I know that's not like a crazy thing, but like, I wasn't like a four-time letter winner who was awesome. I got cut from the basketball team as a freshman, and I played JV baseball. So if you thought I was going to play professional baseball at that point, you were wrong. You were lying to yourself.
Were you still convinced you were going to play professional baseball at that point?
No, I get asked this every once in a while. Like, I didn't think I was going to get drafted until I got drafted, and I never thought I was going to be a major leaguer until, like, a month after I was in the major leagues.
I get it.
That's awesome, though, man. That's really cool. I think that you saying that right there, there's somebody out there listening or whatever, is like, they give some hope to a lot of people, a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, but that's just, I'm also a pessimist. So, like, I got that going for me.
It's the imposter syndrome, you know? You're like, yeah. I'm not sure I should be doing this.
Now, someone you...
Yeah, did you guys see my Instagram story the other night?
I don't know if we did. No, tell us.
Wait, which one?
It was a picture of Salvi, then me.
Oh, I did. I did see that.
Yeah.
You were at the case, for those who don't know, you were at the KC Current game, right? I think it was the opener, yeah. Not the opener, but one of the games this past year. And the photo was with who? You, Mahomes, Salvi.
And Bobby Wood Jr.
And Bobby.
And it said Kansas
like
City
Royals. $1 billion worth of Kansas City royalty, and I'm also in the picture. So I posted the meme of the four dragons, where there's three really tough looking dragons and then a very soft looking dragon.
You know, it's you were just feeling like it's one of these things is not like the other. Is that how that was feeling for a second?
Well, I mean, we could just go through the contracts, right, from left to right. We'll go. Let's go left to right. Like $100 million over the course of Salvi's career, maybe something like that.
I mean, 80 plus in his last one. So yeah, at least.
Yeah, I'm on league minimum. Then you've got 10 and 500, whatever it is, whatever Mahomes makes, and then you've got the
$300 million.
So add that up and tell me who the weak link of that group is.
All right, you all go out to dinner. Let's say the four of you are out for dinner. Who picks up the check?
They probably make me pick up the check. Well, first off, those three aren't. They don't have to pay probably anywhere
true.
In Kansas City.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I'm probably paying for my own meal.
And they're getting it comped?
Like, they just bring one check, and it's just for me. And the rest is comped.
Man, that's fine.
That's probably accurate as we're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. Now, back to the NFL for a second, because you watched this guy play quarterback for multiple years in a Jets uniform. Then this year, he's been in a Vikings uniform. And for 95% of the year, he was great. And then Sam Darnold, the last two games, including last night. I mean, I've never seen someone, unfortunately, cost themselves so much money that they, I would say, earned themselves during their year and almost gave it all back last night.
So I'm going to have to go hand up here. I did not watch 1 second of football last night.
All right.
It went poorly. He got sacked nine times.
I was asleep at like 9 o'clock, and I woke up this morning with like 17 text messages talking to me about Sam Darnold, about how he looks like Jets Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Seeing ghosts, different things like that. So I suppose it didn't go great for him. But then I looked at the box score. He got sacked 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many of those
ties
were like
a playoff record,
whatever,
I believe.
But sounds like it was a tough night for the Vikings last night. And I think it's kind of what everybody predicted, though, was that whoever lost that game last week, Vikings or Lions, like, playing the Rams is no fun. And the Vikings are now out of the playoffs. So that sucks for them. And Sam Darnold, like, I don't know what you do here if you're the Vikings or any other team. I think if you're any other team, you're hoping he hits the market, because it's like, we've seen him play good quarterback. Now, we've seen him play not so good quarterback too, but you've seen him play good. And there's going to be a coach out there that's like, I can handle this. He got him to the playoffs. Like, that's more than a lot of quarterbacks do. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him.
What about the other preview for the games that are still left, the teams that are still in? Let's just start with who the Chiefs could face in the AFC title game. Who do you think is the better team between the Ravens and Bills?
I have no idea.
They seem comparable, don't they? They seem really close.
It feels like the Bills would fare better against the Chiefs, but it feels like the Ravens fare better against the Bills. Like, I'm just talking about because the Ravens obviously run the ball. The Chiefs do a phenomenal job of stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills' defense is, like, okay, I guess. I mean, it's not like we really saw them get tested against Denver, even though Denver goes over the top, scores a touchdown, and then never goes over the top again the rest of the game, which I thought was strange. I think the Bills are better, but I also think that the Ravens are going to beat them. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. Matchups matter. Like, if you put them against any team, you like the Ravens.
The Ravens do not have to pass the ball. They don't have to. Nope. They will. They've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They don't have to.
No. I mean, I can't argue at least that side.
I don't know. I'm glad they put it on Sunday night. That's going to be a cool finisher for the weekend, even though I'll be at a basketball game, so I won't even get to watch that game.
Where are you going?
I'll be in Orlando. I'm going to the Orlando Magic Denver Nuggets basketball game.
Is there that you can share? Is there a reason why you're going to that game?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation, which I do every January.
Nice.
And I'm going to Orlando.
You going to go to Disney while you're there?
Yeah, going to Disney the following Wednesday, something like that.
Okay.
And then I'll be back in.
Ready to go.
I'll be back ready to go. That's right.
You know, before somebody else accuses you of something on Instagram, at least on the Chiefs game, do you fear this game at all for the Chiefs? Or are you like us yet? Where in Kansas City, I have a hard time taking the divisional round seriously sometimes. I know that sounds spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, as you should.
But like, they're in the AFC title game every year. Why am I supposed to worry about this round?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a football game. You know, anything could hypothetically happen. I don't see anything weird hypothetically happening, but yeah, I think you're going to be sitting pretty in the AFC title game the next week. And I think whoever you play, it'll be a fun game, or at least should be a fun game.
Looking forward to that. Hey, over on the text line, Vinny, real quick, we need some checkups. From the 620, hey, has Vinny finished watching The Blacklist yet? They want to know how you thought about the ending.
Yeah, I finished watching The Blacklist. I thought the ending was hilarious. It was dumb, like I was told it was by probably that same person.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, I thought it was fine. Like, it needed to end somehow, and I don't think when they wrote the show they knew how they were going to end it, and they just figured out a way to do it.
I didn't know. I mean, I've never seen it. Is it worth watching even though you didn't like, or you thought the ending was funny?
I like the show. I like the show. And like the way that my life is set up in the off season, I need something to do. So having a show that's like 11 seasons or 10 seasons, whatever it is, that's good for me.
What's the new one you picked up? You were asking social media for suggestions yesterday or like a week ago.
I haven't. I've started like 3 different shows. Nothing's clicked yet for me. I'm still working. Still working on my game, trying to find something before the season hits.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to training. I hear somebody in the background as well, maybe giving you a hard time.
It's probably Brent Rooker.
Yeah. No, he's not here today, but yeah, we're about to start hitting.
So. All right, man, we'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, thanks, guys.
That was Vinny Pasquantino, our VFL insider, joining us, letting him get back to some hitting in the offseason in Nashville. But he was great today. It was good to talk to him. We learned a little bit something there, too. How about that? Actually, a lot of people on the text line were commenting on his story, talking about his dad, how his dad was like, no, you need to have a different coach at some point.
And hitting him ninth. And dad wasn't even like hitting him all that good in the lineup anyway.
I think that's great. Like, not that it can't work out if you coach your son your entire time, but like, I think there's some benefit, I would argue, to what he described, where it's like his dad's like, no, it's time for you to have somebody else coach you a little bit.
Well, I think that if you become a professional at anything from an athletic standpoint, you better get used to different style and different people coaching you.
Yeah.
Because like you're going to get different ones at different levels in the minor leagues, different ones at the college level, different ones in the pros, different, you know, like Vinny's had 2 different major league managers, 2 different hitting coaches. He went through multiple levels in the minor leagues. He had a coach in college at Old Dominion, right? I assume it's one maybe during that time. Like maybe if you're lucky, one high school coach. It's like you got to get used to different style, different levels of motivation, learning different things from different
thing
people.
With Shador.
If you want to learn something else from your dad, your dad will happily walk through something with you.
But also, I think just probably we didn't go too deep into it with Vinny there, but like, I would even argue just with your teammates and stuff, it's way easier. I mean, if your dad's the coach and, you know, look, he said he played JV baseball, but now it's funny because he's in the big league, so clearly he was talented. But like, you know, everybody knows growing up, there was some kid that was batting way too high or starting for their basketball team. And it's because their dad was the coach of the team.
It's a crybaby second baseman of one of the teams I played for. Man, that kid. Jesus.
This was a second baseman on your team?
Yeah.
Just
one of my, he was the biggest baby and he couldn't hit. He hit plenty. He played plenty high enough.
We're back at it tomorrow. Full show as we get closer and closer to Chiefs and Texans on Saturday. Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us on the show. We'll talk a little bit more about the matchup in particular. The one player that maybe does catch your attention right away when you think about the Texans. But for now, we're going to hand things off to C-Dot and Rob right here on 96.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
By the Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.